is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
California, the San Francisco Bay Area, Los Angeles, organized theft, question mark. Certainly plunder of major retail these last weeks. However, we begin with California, the question of gasoline prices, because that's another form of burden on the people of California. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Before we get to the organized theft allegations, we start with the price of gasoline. When last we talked, it had approached $5 or higher in the LA area. Has there been any decrease or change since Thanksgiving? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Throughout California, as an average, it's actually dropped by about 10 cents. However, in the major metro areas, we've seen the prices continue to steadily climb. So when you go to Orange County, to LA, to the Bay Area cities, you see prices now on the high end of the tote board above $5, consistently. And you'd started out talking about the crime in California. If it hadn't been for crime in California, this would be the number one topic because people are fed up. You know, California, especially Southern California, is a car culture. And they are just seeing their paychecks cut into again and again and again now because of these rising gas prices. There's a lot of unhappiness about it.
Yes, the price of gasoline. This is not especially driving season. It was for Thanksgiving week, but now the weather moderates. However, we go to the other major story. We have too many major stories, Jeff. The other major story is Omicron. The reports are in Europe. The reports are in Africa and South America. There are reports of Omicron in California. Is that accurate or is it still just anecdote?
There are reports of at least one case. You know, we've seen so few cases so far, but we know there's been one for sure, and they suspect there are a number of others. We don't know the number of that yet. We have not seen it impacting hospitals or being really recorded in any significant numbers by public health authorities.
Is there talk of shutdowns? Is there talk of reintroducing some of the mandates of 2020?
Nobody's talking shutdowns right now. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. People are really kind of, the politicians are kind of backpedaling, saying, well, wait a minute, we're not ready to do anything like that. But what they are talking about is, you know, the booster shots, about reinstituting mask mandates, social distancing, those types of things.
Very sensible business so far, then. We could only review 2020 and wish. However, we come now to the story that looks to be dominating the headlines in these last hours, and that's organized theft. When we first ran into this a couple of weeks ago, as I recall, Jeff, it was in Walnut Creek, is my memory, and it was a Nordstrom's. That was unusual. We had video, and as I recover what you taught me, the organization included blocking roadways so that there was no access for the police responding to the calls for help from the Nordstrom staff. But things have grown considerably since then in all directions. That was in Northern California. Now it's in Los Angeles and California. Is there an opinion of what's driving this, Jeff?
Well, if you ask the White House, they'll say it's because of the pandemic. But everybody knows that these are crimes of opportunity, that you have now these very organized gangs. They're working throughout the state, and as you pointed out, doing things like just setting up their cars in the roadway for getaways. But these are the same types of gangs that were involved in the unrest around the Floyd protests. We saw some of the looting, but then we saw some organized crimes, these where you have a whole caravan of cars move in, and they're communicating via cell phones or radios. And they have very specific things they want to get. What we now know is that these people that are going into these stores, the Nordstrom's and the Saks and the other big stores in Union Square and in L.A., they have shopping lists, essentially, because if they get certain things, they are going to get bounties of maybe $1,000 for something. A Louis Vuitton purse, maybe $2,500 or $25,000, but they can turn it over to the guys running these operations, who then fence them right away. So It's a very organized effort by a group of organized criminals.
I want to run through the landscape of this from headlines from Northern California and see what this describes. San Jose mayor and the DA discuss arrests and retail thefts. San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin says that he's charging felony charges for 9 suspects in a Union Square robbery. Then we have video from Oakland of a shop plundered for $100,000. We have Oakland cannabis dispensary saying they've been plundered for $5 million in recent thefts. Video from the Bay Area's weekend of organized retail. Contra Costa County DA filing charges. That's for Walnut Creek. And then San Francisco, you mentioned Louis Vuitton. Is that the whole Bay Area? Have I just gone around the circle?
You really can go around the entire Bay, which is like a, you know, a crescent or a circle. You know, you've got these high-end shops in the North and the East Bay, and then, of course, Union Square. And now when you go into San Francisco, it's shocking. You know, I used to talk about how so many storefronts have been damaged or vandalized or even just destroyed. But now you see whole blocks. It looks like a war zone in parts of San Francisco, in places where, of you know, key retail operations, high-end operations, and they've done everything from eliminate traffic in front of these stores so they can't have the blocking anymore to boarding up the windows or even putting bars on the windows. It's a different world now in San Francisco.
I did see photographs of boarded up storefronts as if there was a hurricane coming. That's what it looked like. It reminded me of what 34th Street looked like. This is in June of 2020 when there was a ransacking. I can only describe it at Macy's and other stores on 34th Street. And suddenly everybody showed up with plywood. Is that what San Francisco looks like?
It really does. And the difference now, though, is that you have a large number of retail operations that have thrown their hands up and said, that's it, we're done. And so you have a number of places like Walgreens and CVS that are moving out in droves, which is going to hurt the people in those neighborhoods. But this is something that's happening throughout the city as people say, how can I afford to, you know, operate my business here if I'm going to lose all my inventory to thieves? They're not going to be prosecuted, you know, and so there's a lot of frustration among the merchants.
I come to Los Angeles area, your backyard, 14 suspects arrested in L.A. smash and grab. Los Angeles, KABC reporting. Los Angeles police have arrested 14 suspects in connection with a series of smash and grab robberies at local stores. I don't have the landscape here, Jeff, but is this as prominent and widespread in the LA area as it is in San Francisco?
It doesn't feel as widespread, but they hit some pretty high-end places. For instance, there's a shopping area called The Grove, which is not far from the La Brea Tar Pits, by the way. Very high-end, a very popular place. It's a meeting place for Angelenos besides just being a place to buy things. And so right now what you're seeing in California is not just, you know, the damage being done to the retail environment, but people are feeling less safe. And so that's starting to trickle up. And right now we have two major recall campaigns for DAs, one for Chesa Boudin in San Francisco, the other one for George Gascon in LA. And a lot of people think that if this crime wave continues, those guys are going to be out on their backsides.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. He's in the LA area. The story of the organized plundering of retail stores by organized crime. There are solutions, and we look forward to the names of who is driving this. This is Pacific Watch, Jeff Bliss. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.